Hi, I'm Lynn. God is so faithful, and I'm one of those living in a relationship that He gives me the daily grace to make it through the hard spots, to make it through the unkindness, to make it through the tests and the temptations to throw in the towel, I guess you'd say. But He is able to work when we pray and when we obey to show that spouse unconditional love and forgiveness, only possible when we have a true personal best friend relationship with Jesus Christ.
Boy, that's a really important testimony story, Lynn. Thank you for sharing it. And I'm sure it evokes a lot of emotion in our listeners today. There are some of you thinking, Lynn, you need to bail out, get as far away as you can, and move on with your life. And there'd be people who would say, you're justified in doing so. And there's others saying, hey, congratulations, God bless you for sticking in there, hanging in there, and trying to make your marriage work. I think today, the focus on our program is about marriage. And, you know, we're going to talk about dips. And in your case, Lynn, further than a dip, you've gotten into a deep, deep valley. And I think what would be helpful today would be to hear stories of people who've gone through a dip in their marriage, gone through a tough stretch in their marriage, and specifically, what one thing did they do? And I would ask you, what one thing did you do that contributed to making your marriage work or making your marriage better? Were you able to do that? Was there anything that you could contribute to that relationship that made a difference? Love to hear you on our comment line. Our story line is open to you at 888-888-1717. We have the callers for today's show already recorded from a previous show, and they're ready to go, but we welcome. In fact, I encourage your calls on our story line at 888-888-1717, where you can share that one thing that's made a difference in your marriage. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living from our Intentional Living Center. And I just want to say that we are committed here at this ministry to helping people thrive. We believe that when two people in a marriage follow Christ, choose to be on the same page, move in the same direction, be intentional in how they communicate, how they love each other, you can have a lifelong, loving, intimate relationship. When you have two people that don't do that, you have the stories like you'll hear today from those that struggle. But at the same time, not tossing in the towel, but choosing to give it to God, give an attitude to God, pray for their spouse, and then do the next right one thing. So that's our topic. Again, love to hear your comments. Maybe you agree, disagree. Join us, 888-888-1717.
Through so many years of my life, you know, I've had difficult trials. My brother was struggling with drugs and alcohol, and so I kind of had to witness that, just kind of see our family fall apart at the seams. And it wasn't until I was about 15 on a mission trip that I had heard a speaker talk about making Christ real in your life. And it just hit me, you know, I need to be that person of Christ. I need to be that helpful testimony to my brother and to people who are witnessing what's going on in our family, because they see me beaten down. I mean, they know that Satan's winning and that I'm not following the Lord. And the people who don't know the Lord aren't seeing anything different in me from their own lives. Listening to Intentional Living, Dr. Carlson speaking often about being intentional in your Christian life has just really helped me and helped me grow in Him.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you. And God's the centerpiece of all that. We're glad to just be carrying the water, you know. Talking about marriage today, a verse that I think really is an intentional living verse coming out of the New Living Translation, Philippians 2:13. I was pondering this verse as I was driving into the office here today. For God is working in you. That's an amazing thought. He's working in you. If you're a child of God, you're allowing Him to work in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. And it struck me, what Paul is saying there is, we don't even have a desire to please Him unless God gives us the desire. That should change our prayer life a little bit. Lord, just really percolate that desire in my heart, in my life. Give me the desire and then the power to do what pleases you. Powerful. That's intentional living. Getting through a dip. Let's find out. DJ is on the line. Hi there. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Randy.
Appreciate
nice
your call.
Nice to join you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. What have you learned about going through a dip and getting unstuck?
Well, I think with every marriage, we've been married for over 35 years now, and it's been a roller coaster ride. There's dips and valleys, but I think what we've learned the most in trying to rekindle is just staying in touch with various marriage enrichment tools that are available, you know, at the church. There's so much out there, so much good material. You've got good stuff. There's great stuff. And I think a lot of times what couples do is they just go through the same mundane and there's something wrong, but they can't put their finger on what's wrong.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when you get into some of these marriage classes, you discover what, you know, what it is that you're not doing, whether it's love and respect or, you know, recreational companionship or increasing your sex life or financial. There's just so many tools that I don't think people tune into, like to take advantage of that, or even counseling as well.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have been very intentional in getting help, putting fuel in the tank of your marriage. When you guys married 35 years ago, what were some of the expectations that you kind of woke up to later that you said, whoa, I expected this, but that didn't really pan out that way?
Oh, of course, the biggest expectation is the expectation that she's going to meet all my needs. And that's not happening. I mean, you still, I think a lot of times what couples do too is that they get so in tune with each other that they lose fact that they're supposed to get support from other people, from other couples, from even, I even mentioned a men's ministry, just other men that may be going through the same struggles as you're going through. How important that is to do that. But the expectations would be, you know, division of labor, who's doing what, that type of thing, how much money you're going to bring in. For those people who are just getting married, I heard one person say that the most important piece is to have your reality and your expectations to be, and if you expect too much, then reality sets in, disappointment.
Yeah, it creates like I said, it creates disappointments. We all know. I mean, you don't have to come to a marriage conference and have someone say, "Hey, you know what? We need to communicate better." We kind of know that. I don't think that takes someone. Oh, I didn't think talking to you would be a good idea. You know, that didn't need to do that. But we really need to understand, why is it that this is so difficult for some? Why is it? What are some of the things that really work to help us communicate and grow intimacy and so on? All right. Thank you, DJ. All right. Let me see here. Where are we going next? Michelle is in New Mexico. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What have you learned about moving through a dip or getting out of a dip?
Well, right now, me and my husband are in debt. We've been trying to get out of debt, and me and my husband talked it over and decided we need to stop eating out so much and stop buying stuff that we don't need, such as game cards for his computer games. And me, I like to go to the mall and just splurge at the mall. And I haven't been to the mall in a while because I know it's a big temptation to spend money you don't have at the mall.
Well, good for you. You know, Michelle, we talk about developing with intentional living, starting with a picture of saying at least 10-10-80, you know, giving 10%, that's a tithe, right? Learning to be faithful in saving, paying yourself 10%, meaning going back into investments or retirement, getting an emergency fund and that kind of thing. If you waited later, it should actually be more than 10%. But the bottom line is being intentional, learn to live on the 70 or 80%. And it sounds to me like that's what you're deciding to do. And here's where it begins, Michelle. It begins by having some sort of a spending plan that you put together, get a budget to get a handle on it. But I'll tell you, when I see what people spend, and frankly, that don't have the resources, eating out, as you mentioned, very expensive. Entertainment. Come on, let's just look at the what it costs to have these, you know, cell phones. What does that cost every month? If you have cable in your home and other things, it can be 50, 80, 100, 200 bucks a month. And you start to add up, and it gets to be, who was it that said, you know, after a while, it gets to be real money. It's true. So are you both on the same page, Michelle? Are you working together to do that?
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, are you seeing some progress?
We're seeing a little progress.
And I think it begins by having a plan, working together. Sound a little discouraged. But remember, a little progress is better than no progress. And intentional living is about doing the next right thing. Put a plan together. Sounds like you have at least a structure of a plan. Put it together and then, you know, stick with it every day. It makes a difference. All right, talking how to get through a dip in your marriage. And we'll get some more calls in a moment. 888-888-1717.
My name is Melissa, and my one thing is to listen to my husband more without interrupting.
My name's Lance, and my one goal is to pray over my wife each morning.
My name is Mary, and my one thing is I'm going to think twice and talk once.
My name is Kathy, and my one thing is to make our relationship a safe place for my husband to be.
Mine was to actually complete projects that I told her I would complete.
How does it make you feel when you hear him say that?
Wonderful. I'm glad we made it today.
There you go. Hey, listen, and if we dissected some of the things you heard there, these are real people coming out of an intentional love marriage conference with a one thing. Here's what I believe, because I tend to be a little ADD, overwhelmed. You know, you read something, there's 42 things I'm supposed to do, and I do nothing. Research is clear. You get 26 options, you do nothing. And so we're about, what's the next right one thing? What is one thing from the conference that you say, hey, I can do that, or that's one thing that would make a difference. I'll work on that. That's something for the next 30 days. And as you take your wristband, because I have those there, the one thing wristband, and about 80% of you will say, hey, I got one thing. And you share what that one thing is, and you go out and work on it. It's transformation. We're hearing the stories of changed lives when people decide to do the next right one thing.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Who would have thought you could build your own music playlist, find the best price on artichokes, research ancient Assyrian architecture, and listen to your favorite radio programs on your phone? But you can! And if you haven't got your Intentional Living app from your favorite app store, download it today, and you can take all the Intentional Living programs, products, and resources with you wherever you and your phone go. That's the Intentional Living app at your favorite app store. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
This is Wendy. My story on intentional living is that my husband and I have been married just a few months shy of 30 years. We have 5 children who are all now 20 and over. They're 7 years apart. So it was tough going, and we've been financially strapped for most of it. His plant closed a couple years ago, so he went months without a job, many months. And that was very hard. I was lost for much of 14 years. Anyway, we've reached the empty nest syndrome where even though a lot of our children are still at home, they have lives of their own and they don't, you know, they don't need us in the same way. They don't want us in the same way. And we're left to each other and find we have no marriage. So my intention is day by day, even though we have really negative history, is to make the best of our marriage and make it something very godly, that God would give me love for him because he deserves to be loved. Why? Because he is my husband and he's the head of our home. And that is, although it's very difficult given our circumstances, that is my intention every day. Thank you for this opportunity to share.
Thank you, Wendy. You know, I was, as you were sharing your story, I was thinking about that phrase that we say, you know, love is a decision, and it's true, because love is not only a feeling, and of course, in our culture, we talk a lot about, you know, I feel love, and of course, there's there's a romantic feeling and there's a closeness and a warmth and things that can happen in our relationship and marriage and ought to, that's important. But love is also a decision. It's a decision to follow what 1 Corinthians 13 teaches us. Love is patient and kind and long-suffering, and you're living those things out. And I have found, not always the case, but I found it many times, that when people choose to love their spouse with a biblical love, 1 Corinthians 13 love, that it has an impact in their spouse and their life and in their attitude. And so we'll be praying for you as you continue on that journey.
For the longest time, I just thought this was my normal. Waking up with my mind racing before I even got out of bed, anxiety felt like this constant background noise in my life. No matter how much I tried to just relax, my brain had other plans.
Sound familiar? So many people are struggling through life, battling anxiety. But each day, Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson helps you live an intentional life. In his new book, Breathe Again, Finding Peace Beyond Fear, Anxiety, and Worry, Dr. Randy offers practical steps to help you face life's emotional challenges with confidence.
I used to think peace was something other people had, but I'm learning that peace is something I can choose. I'm learning to breathe again, and it all started by living intentionally.
When you support Intentional Living during our spring support drive with a gift of $30 a month or all at once at $360, you can take home Dr. Randy's new book, Breathe Again. Support this ministry and change lives by calling 888-888-1717 or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. And this has been a very special couple of weeks. And I want to thank many folks who have called and gone online to do exactly what Kurt is offering, to say, hey, I want to be a part of a ministry that's impacting people for Christ in a very practical way. And using media today through our internet, through podcasts, through our radio program, through our resources. And one of the things that we like to create, part of our mission and our passion, are offering words of hope. And we do that through our books and our written word. And so this brand new book that Kurt mentioned, Breathe Again, you know, peace, finding peace beyond fear and worry, is our gift to those of you who have been and will today join us, as Kurt mentioned, in support of the ministry. $1 a day or annualizing that for the year would be so appreciated. You can join us. How do you do that? Our number is wide open to you right now. And it's being held for this purpose, 888-888-1717. When you call, tell us where you are, why you're listening, what God's doing in your life, and any prayer needs. Or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And I just want to say on behalf of our team here, God bless you and thank you for your support for Intentional Living. Can I encourage you to solve problems together instead of nitpicking each other? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, going through a couple week series here on the importance of intentional love in marriage. You know, a shared challenge will build closeness in your marriage. Solving problems as a team, you and your spouse, working together is a win-win outcome for your marriage. So can I encourage you to find a problem, something that the two of you need to sit down and resolve together and work on it together over the next 30 days? It doesn't have to be the biggest problem in your life. It could be a small one, but it's a problem that the two of you are addressing together. There's intimacy and closeness in solving problems instead of blaming and nitpicking each other. And when you do solve problems together, that's intentional living.
Go to theintentionallife.com/minute to get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. Live from our Intentional Living Center today, talking about the dips in marriage and how we get through them, what we learn in the process. And Daryl wants to join us in this discussion. Daryl, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it. What have you learned?
Well, it took destroying my marriage for me to get saved. So I learned that Jesus was there. So that was a good start. And then really what it is the one intentional decision is the old kids song, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And even if you don't know what that means, just making that decision and telling the Lord, I need you, I want you, I don't know how to do this, that's where you start.
And what difference has that made for you, Daryl?
Oh, it's been huge. It's been huge, Dr. Randy. I've never imagined in a million years that I would be able to be a Sunday school teacher or a preacher and help other people and to just know God's word and treasure it. It's just, that's where it all started, and he's turned my whole life around. Yeah. I've got a great job now, and I'm standing for my marriage in the hopes of restoration someday. It's just been an incredible 6 years.
Someone's listening, Daryl, some guy's listening, marriage in the toilet. I mean, they're really tanked, and he's struggling. What one thing would you recommend he do today, right now, today?
He needs to get on his face and tell God he wants to save his marriage and have God teach him how to be the man of God he's supposed to be and get into a good Bible-preaching church.
Good advice. Daryl, it sounds like you've been through it, and you've learned in the process. Got to be intentional.
Thank God he was still there, and he never gives up on it.
Amen to that. Thank you for your call, friend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. That's it. It ain't complicated. It really isn't. Doing it takes some intentional living. That's what we say about intentional living. There's a lot of things that we know we should do when it comes to money and health and family and faith. It's just doing it. That's what intentional living is. That's what we try to do. We try to equip people in the practical area of actually doing the thing that needs to get done. Antoinette is on the line in New Mexico. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What you guys facing?
You know, just recently, my husband and myself have taken a hit financially, because I lost my job. The company was downsizing. So we went from me bringing in, you know, every 2 weeks about $3,000 to $4,000 to him just recently having to kind of provide for the whole family. It was a big shocker. So, I mean, we could have just, you know, fell down and been upset, but instead my husband is so cool and awesome and grounded in God that he was like, you know, honey, it's time for you to rest. It's time for me to provide. And I'm super duper blessed by that. Also, you know, I just got taken out of the children's ministry to be put in the outreach ministry. My husband told me, how on earth are you going to have time? He's thinking, but God almost shut that door to open the door for the outreach ministry and time for myself to rest. I'm already like jumping into this outreach ministry full force. I already had a meeting this morning, so I'm super psyched and pumped. And I'm just so happy.
That's
that
good.
God is just so faithful. He's so good, even within this big thing that could have been like devastating.
Now, Antoinette, I think you are an illustration, a real live, I didn't know she was calling illustration, what I talked about a moment ago. A lot of people, especially, even Christians, but especially people who don't have a faith and they don't really know their purpose and struggling, they hit this disappointment in life and it falls into discouragement and they lose their courage. And then, boy, that's just ugly stuff happens. And we're going to talk about what that does in marriage. But what I hear from you is you feel the courage of God in your heart. You feel kind of empowered. I don't sense you being down. I sense you being challenged by this.
Yes, sir. It's the truth. And don't get me wrong, the first day I was a little blown away. I cried. But I knew that I was founded in Christ. I knew that God had a vision and he has a purpose and plan, just like he says in Jeremiah. And you know, it's for good and not for bad, and that he knitted me together he made me for such a time as this. I'm super pumped. I'm super excited. God is good, Randy. I'm just, thank Jesus. I'm amen. I'm excited.
Good for you. Hey, keep in touch and let us know the journey, okay?
You got it.
God bless you. You know, everybody, we make a decision when we hit the dip. She hit the dip. Husband lost the job, big income. Now she's carrying the load, and she's excited. Now, there's a faith walk, right? Feeling a little overwhelmed, getting in the dip, trusting God, being intentional. Love to hear your story on our storyline at 888-1717.
Hello, my name is Cynthia. The doctors have told me that I'm going to need a heart transplant, and then I was recently diagnosed with cancer. So with all this going on, I mean, it's just really, it's really been a blessing, actually. I mean, it's brought me, I feel closer to the Lord. I know He's here with me. I know He cares. And I know that, you know, it's up to Him. You know, I've given Him full charge over my life. But I just wanted to share my testimony. In case there's anyone out there having a tough time, just know that God's there for you. He's there holding your hand. He's beside you all the way. And He's taking care of us. He's fighting our battles for us.
Thank you, Cynthia, for sharing your story. Man, what a reminder of God's intentional love for us. And as I heard Cynthia say, you know, we got a heart transplant need and now diagnosed with cancer, and yet I find this to be a blessing. I know some of you are shaking your heads wondering, how in the world can that be a blessing? And one of the things I've experienced a little bit in my life, but certainly not to the extent of some of you, nor what I heard from Cynthia. But when you get that kind of experience that is so just overwhelming and difficult, maybe you talk about a dip, that's a huge dip. And I think sometimes when we go through these dips in life that we've been talking about today, it brings things into clarity. It brings things into focus. When the psalmist says, teach us to number our days, that we may have a heart after wisdom, there's something about the clarity of perhaps I'm not going to be alive tomorrow or the next day or a month from now or a year from now, that brings clarity to our priorities. But the reality is none of us know where we're going to be a month from today or a year from today. So I would hope that intentionally every day we could have one of those clarifying moments in our heart and mind that bring us back to what really matters in life. So, Cynthia, thank you for sharing that powerful story with us, and we're glad we can play a part in encouraging you from intentional living. As we wrap up today, I just want to say to all of you who are married, going through a marriage dip, you know, there can be light at the end of that tunnel, a little different metaphor there, but there can be another hill over that dip that you're going through that you get to the top of and keep moving, because the reality is God is with you. He will be with you. He'll walk with you through this. He'll ride with you through the dips of life. If you rely on Him, pray, trust Him, and then be intentional in doing the next right thing that honors Christ. Gotta run. Love to hear your stories at 888-1717. I say to all of you who are married today, make your marriage work by being intentional, and we'll see you next time from our Intentional Living Center. Have a great day.